From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In this series, In the Law of God, Dr. Cairns is dealing with each of the Ten Commandments in individual messages. On today's program, he continues a treatment of the Fifth Commandment, Honor thy father and thy mother. In considering the duties of children toward their parents, Dr. Cairns has shown that the Bible commands little ones to be subject to parental authority. Of course, parents must not order their children to go contrary to God's clear word. The rule is to obey as far as is consistent with God's will. Parents are expected to exercise godly wisdom in directing their children, with a view to leading them to maturity in handling the affairs of life. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to listen to this brief devotional selection taken from Faith's Checkbook from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional bears the title, Christ and His Children. The text is Isaiah 53 and verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Our Lord Jesus has not died in vain. His death was sacrificial. He died as our substitute, because death was the penalty of our sins. And because his substitution was accepted of God, he has saved those for whom he made his soul a sacrifice. By death he became like a corn of wheat, which bringeth forth much fruit. There must be a succession of children unto Jesus. He is the Father of the everlasting age. He shall say, Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. A man is honored in his sons, and Jesus hath his quiver full of these arrows of the mighty. A man is represented in his children, and so is the Christ in Christians. In his seed, a man's life seems to be prolonged and extended, and so is the life of Jesus continued in believers. Jesus lives, for he sees his seed. He fixes his eye on us. He delights in us. He recognizes us as the fruit of his soul's travail. Let us be glad that our Lord does not fail to enjoy the result of his dread sacrifice, and that he will never cease to feast his eyes upon the harvest of his death. Those eyes which once wept for us are now viewing us with pleasure. Yes, he looks upon those who are looking unto him. Our eyes meet. What a joy is this!
My Jesus fair was pierced by thorns, by thorns grown from the fall. He who gave the curse was torn, through and that curse for all. My Jesus meek was scorned by men, by men.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
Anyone flagrantly to disobey the moral law of God. However, let's be honest. In the setting in which we are here, that situation does not arise. And when you young people are kicking over the traces and finding yourself at variance with your parents, it's not because your parents have commanded that which is contrary to the moral law of God, but they have commanded something that is contrary to your own selfish interests. You must obey as far as is consonant with obeying God. And in those cases where disobedience to parents or to any other legitimate authority is necessary to obey the Lord, we have got to recognize what we see in the Savior, that we cannot always please our parents, but we can always honor them. The Lord Jesus evidently hadn't pleased Mary when he remained in Jerusalem, but he certainly honored her. Of course, his parents were honorable people. And wise parents will always seek to be the kind of people that are worthy of respect and worthy of honor. I think that it's very foolish for parents simply to sit back on their parenthood and say, "I am your parent, I command your respect." You can never simply... Now, God can, but you can never simply command respect. You can command obedience. You can force submission. But it is a foolish man or woman that simply sits on his or her dignity saying, "I am a parent, therefore you will respect me." A wise parent will always seek to be the kind of person who engenders that loving respect, who will prove himself to be worthy of it. Such parents will remember that their authority is derived from the Lord. They will not therefore be petty tyrants imposing their own carnal will just for the sake of showing who's the boss. They will not use their authority to drive their children from the Lord. Let me repeat that. A wise parent will never use his authority to drive his child from the Lord, or to provoke him to wrath, or to discourage him in the things of God. A wise parent will see as children approach adulthood that they need to begin to transfer more and more personal responsibility to them. A wise parent will realize, what am I about here? I'm about child rearing, child training. What is the end of that? It is an adult who can function as a discerning, thinking, Bible-knowing Christian, and who can put his faith into operation in the great decisions of life. It's a great temptation for a parent always to be there with the hands out ready to catch as soon as the child or the young man or the young woman stumbles or falls. Of course, we can never take their fall in any way lightly. But wise parents will recognize that they've got to rear people who can stand on their own feet in this world, make the decisions that are right before God. Wise parents will distinguish between moral absolutes and their personal preferences. I have seen more homes with conflict, riven by division, because parents have taken their own personal preferences that have nothing more substantial to them than this is the way I would prefer it, and they make that into a moral absolute as if God had commanded it. I never think that that's wise. I think it comes to a great deal of manipulation. Wise parents will be careful not to make every little failure into a momentous spiritual problem. Let me tell you what I mean. And I don't mean this to be taken critically. We have had many years of experience of the teaching staff and the methods of Bob Jones Elementary School, Junior High School, and High School. And I have to say that those teachers showed a great deal of devotion to duty, beyond the call of duty indeed, and I wonder sometimes how they could stick it, especially with junior high and high school kids that would drive you out of your head. But I remember once we got a letter from BJ, I forget whether it was junior high or grade school or whatever it was, and we got this letter. And of course, those of you who know my beloved wife will know that she never worries about anything. We kid Joan and Mike Barrett and say it's well they never married, because they'd have ended up living their lives biting their nails, sitting in a corner worrying about those two spiders going up the wall. Will one of them break a leg and leave all these little spiders with a father incapable of providing and all that? So we got this letter. My, this was serious. This was serious. I mean, if my parents had got a letter like this from our school back in Northern Ireland, it would have been one day away from being kicked out of the school in total disgrace. And when we talked to Frank, of course, we didn't know anything. He didn't know anything. Of course, he never did know anything of that nature. So I went up to see the then principal. It was junior high or high, because now I remember the principal. I went up to see the then principal, and they looked at me and said, oh, there's nothing to worry about. I looked at the letter. I looked at him. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Turned out it was true. It was a huge, huge crime, like chewing gum on campus or something like that. I think it was actually chewing gum. What was it? Joan doesn't know. And it was something small. He said, no, we don't worry about that. But our policy is to treat molehills like mountains so that they never become mountains. And I looked at him and I said, well, it's not the way we do it. And I have to say, I think that is the craziest thing to do, especially in a home. And if you parents treat your children like that, you will destroy any sense of moral accountability and any sense of discernment between what is important and what is not important. If every molehill is a mountain, what on earth are you going to do when there is a mountain? How are you going to describe it? If you've already exhausted the vocabulary of moral absolutism over things that are inconsequential, what are you going to do when you have something of substance to deal with? Wise parents do not make every little failure into a momentous spiritual problem. Wise parents, while they will not make their authority a matter of negotiation, will still be ready to talk and ready to explain. Remember what we saw last week. Their major function is the teaching function. And of course, they will always seek to be reasonable. They will not seek simply to manipulate. There's one thing that will wreck a home and a family. It is a father or a mother who simply wants to manipulate. I have seen grown people who have been scarred for life because parents were so manipulative. They could put them on a guilt trip. They knew exactly which button to push to keep them constantly dangling in guilt before them, afraid to live. Emotional basket cases. It's a terrible weight of responsibility for a parent to take upon himself. Wise parents will not do that. They will always seek to be good representatives of the Lord Himself before their children. And especially they will act together. When the Bible says honor, it says honor thy father and thy mother. In another place, it puts the mother before the father. There is an equality here of honor. Honor thy father and thy mother. And if children should honor both father and mother, then obviously father and mother should never put those children in a place where in order to honor one, they must despise the other. They must act together. Now, it would be wonderful to say that wise parents will never have to endure rebellious children. Unhappily, we can't say that. Sometimes their very wisdom arouses in those children anger and rebellion. But they must remain faithful to their calling. And every child and every young person should respect such parents. Let me speak to those young people here tonight. Your parents are not perfect. But God has given you parents who have sought to instruct you in the things of God, provide you with a home that is a godly home, a Christ-centered home, a Bible-based home. They have sought to provide for you not only physically, but mentally, morally, and spiritually. They have had to discipline you. Sometimes that's not something that you like. God says you have parents to respect, to honor, to obey, to submit to. You should do that, even in the most challenging situations. Let me be very practical here. Parents set the rules of the house. They set the rules. The times you may go out, for how long, the time you come in is set by your parents, not by you. And when they set it, you obey it. The company you keep, the places you go, the public testimony, you establish by those actions, they are certainly rightly under the control of your parents. You bet. That's the Bible.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.